Praise the Lord, dear brother and sister. Thank you, our dear God, for make the another day that we may look to Him and we may praise Him, we may bless His name. I'm sure there is one question comes to me when we come here. Is there any, by chance, anyone here this morning without any cause or something who suddenly came here? No, definitely not. We are here. So, 1 Peter 2:9, it's completely remind us. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of the darkness into His marvelous light. So, that is clear that we are here as a chosen generation, as a royal priesthood. What a great honor for we have today. That no chance we have life, have given any time. If we done any mistake in our life, my friends, my family, they never given chance. They never forgive us. But Lord our God has a very great heart, love and kindness and mercy, that He extended His richness of His mercy to our heart to forgive us and we may choose Him for His purpose. Let's look to His, before going to words, I just pray and start to look in His words. Heavenly precious Father, thanks for the day, Lord. Thanks for your provisions, Lord. Lord, thanks for choosing us, Lord. This is not by our will, but Lord, through your grace and through your love, we, Lord, united here to lift our heart before you, Lord, and bow down before you. Lord, we may magnify your name and glorify your name in truth and spirit, Lord. Lord, we surrender our every soul unto your feet, Lord. Lord, that is the love you give into our heart that may truly brings, Lord, adorance and, Lord, the love to you and show every way you the glory, Lord. Thank Jesus for me, Lord. I completely, Lord, bow down before you, Lord, as a servant, as a child, Lord. I look all the strength for my, Lord, as a source, Lord, to you. Give me the strength, that the strength of the resurrection, which is given the power through your word, that may continue, Lord, encourage me to, Lord, glorify your name. I give glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we are the chosen generations. We have some purpose to be here. Not by chance we are meeting each other and just reading the words. But it is not only we just chosen suddenly. It's remind the verse, chapter 2, verse 13. I'll check first. Yes. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctifications by the Spirit and belief in the truth. What a great purpose. Not we are choosing only the as royal generations and to look at the Lord, but it is planned before the early stage, before the creation of the world. Lord has a plan for you and me that to bring to her back when Adam has stepped out from the Eden Garden. And that is the day defined, Lord, to bring back you and me through the salvations to Him. So what a great purpose Lord has given to our life. We are encouraging each other. We are living and leading a life that through the Christ, that which empowered us, that we called as a saints, we called as a child of God. So what a blessing we have received from the God. It's remind also Galatians chapter 3 verse 19. I read for all of you. sorry, I just... sorry, it's chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. For I, through the law, died to the law, that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That is the testimony of our dear Paul, but it's all our testimony, I think. Because Jesus Christ, who have given himself, not chosen before the world, not have only planned to give the salvation, but it may continue to ongoing in our life, like we may live through him, we may proclaim his living presence in our life, we may destroy all the satanic power in our life and put down everything in his feet and lift up his name truly. So this reminds me today morning, when I am living in the life of Christ, how should we reflect? What is the beautiness of the Jesus Christ that I can live through him? What is empowered us that we may walk in faithfully through the body of Christ and walking with the Christ? The beauty, we look through the outward appearance when, as an earthly way, we are thinking, we are looking at a man or something, at the object. So is outward expressions or something we just follow and we just take the pleasure from that. But no, it's remind 1 Samuel 16:7 when Lord given a burden to choose King David through Samuel. He looking for the outward appearance. He thought might be fight someone. He maybe give the good king who has a good strength, physics. No, Lord clearly told over there that the Samuel, do not look on his appearance or the height of his stature, because I have rejected him, for the Lord sees. Because Lord has some plan for purpose, you and me. It is not our outward appearance that gives us the beautiness of the God of Lord Jesus Christ. Not the outlook appearance of the Christ gives us encouragement to follow him. Like it looks, sounds earthly, sometimes we look, lot of fans for the cricketer or the actress or the actors. They are following outward appearance. They are a lot of fashions doing. But our God is Jesus Christ. Beauty is different. That's not the height, the measure, and the outward appearance. It's in the heart. Truly inward appearance. We look to his heart and he also look to our heart. How much we bind through his blood, through the fellowship with the blood of Christ. So that is the beauty we can see first in his pain. When he gone through the cross, he is mocked, he beaten, he spitted, and he also tortured and whipped a lot of way. There we can't express that how and which way he is tortured, but he keep remain silent. He bear the pain. How much pain he bear? How much pain he took in his heart? It's not only the body, it's also his heart. But still he took this pain because you and me, because you chosen from the beginning to him for the salvation. That is the biggest plan for us, you and me. That he given the power of resurrections, that we may have a new life. That experience our brother, dear Paul. That's why he told that I am crucified with the cross, with the Christ. Not with whatever we have the previous, but what we are going to achieve through this life. He is clearly defined through his testimony. We also experiencing same things in our life. So that is the preciousness of this pain. Even he bear the pain on the cross for you and me, but he is smiling. When the Roman soldier tortured, given the pain, he takes same pain from the that time, all the peoples like you and me, from the sinners. They also blamed to him. They also challenged him, his authority. They also mocked him. But he took that also pain. Even we are not present at that moment over there, but still we could not ignore our part as a sinner that we also give pain, and that's why he was in the cross. And that is the greatness of our God, that he took all the way his pain, and that is the beautiness of the portrait of the cross and our Lord Jesus Christ. The pain is not complete his duty. Pain comes to his payment, his paid. When he took the pain, that definitely gives us some gain through his grace. He paid all the ransom. We sing not just now. Through his wounds we have paid all the ransom. That is the pain he bears on the cross on that day. He completely took all his pain and given his rest. That's why he reminds Matthew 11:28-9. Who are heavy burden? Thou it's like calling for the sinners, but I think it's a calling for all the time. When you pass through the distress and the stressful life, it's a calling for all the time. You come to me and I'll give you the rest. What a great rest on the cross we found through the Christ of Jesus Christ, that he given every way his power, that all the pain not only bear that day, but still he is bearing your pain and my pain, taking our all the heart's burden to him, and still walking faithfully for you and me, and interceding before the God of the Father and praying for us. What a Lord we have. What a privilege we have that we may be called as a child of God. That is our blessings. And this beauty is not complete even when paid the price, but still in his plan. He has a great plan. I told before that the scripture remind, not I, but scripture remind throughout the time, that he has a plan to the salvations. So not for the plan for only one, you and me. It's a plan for many, as John 1:29 reminds us. That's plan for everyone's. The salvation for everyone's. It will continue. It will bless to us. And that is the beautiness of our God. It is the pain bearing. It is the payment he has paid. He also planning for the future every way. So it is salvation, not only the end of our life, but it will continue to be redeeming in our life each and every day, because he wants to give us the living testimony and his living presence in our life. And that's why we are here today. That we are telling, yes, Lord Jesus Christ, I want to sing for you. I want to praise you. I want to honor you. I want to bless you. And that is the beauty of the Christ. Is not complete over there. Beautiness is coming his place also. Even we thought that time, the people are looking for the temple. They are going temple, sticking over there and praying God and worshiping God. Yeah, nothing is bad, but Jesus has broken the wall. Everything broken, not in the sinner's heart is broken, but broken the wall that no one had to worship. He did not remind that lady woman, John 4:24 onwards, that no woman, no lady, you have to worship on the mountain or anywhere. The Jesus, that's why reminding, lives in our heart also. That's we identify Jesus truly when Galatians 2:19 reminds Paul that we died with the Christ, we live through the Christ. And that is the true identification, you and me. It is not ending through the place that we are gathering here, definitely. The place Lord has chosen and given to us. But wherever we live, we have a great communion as a body of Christ to be part of him and to honor him. So that is the beauty we found when we walk through our life. That is the beauty also found Paul here also. And that is the beauty we have a Christ. We can't measure with any appearance. And when we look to him, as Psalm 34:5 reminds us, those who look to him and radiant and their faces shall never be ashamed. What a gorgeous looking to him, isn't it? What a gradient part he is giving to us, you and me, that always we not have a just sister telling just now, rejoice and rejoice. Not have a simple part of life like we can joy. It's a joy forever. Rejoicing, even we may rejoice in sufferings. And that is the beauty of the Christ. He was in the pain. He was paying for you and me. He was a plan for you and me. He has make a place for you and me. That we will be one day with him. And that is the great plan reveals to us today morning. And that's where in heavenly place we are sitting here as a child of God, as a priest, royal priesthood, that we may truly, precious name may be lifted truly. We have some purpose. We are here to explore His glory through His life, through His paying the ransom and resurrection power. But I found the Isaiah 43 verse 5 to 7. I read for you. Were written. Do not Isaiah 43:3 verse 5 to 7. Because we have some purpose. We have chosen generations. We have given a new life. We have planned before the beginning of the world. So what is the purpose? Let's see. What Lord has created and given us new life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I'll bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by name and whom I have created for my glory. That is my portion I want to emphasize. Everyone who is called by name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. That is the purpose. Lord has created for His glory. He is proclaiming the salvation given, the new life given, nothing we earn, but through His grace, Ephesians 2:8 remind us. So what a greatness. And Ephesians 2:10 remind us we are workmanship of Jesus Christ. So we are here today to, we know, we testified His beautiness. We testified His power of resurrection and His strength. When we gone through the stress throughout the life, we found that David, so many ways in the different Psalms, he given thanks to the Lord. As Psalms 59:16, when he reminding, but I will sing of your strength, I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning, for you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. Yes. Distress, not a single day. Every single moment we face when we walk through this world, we have to be confirmed and to be confident that we are walking faithfully. Jesus is in me and you, and He is giving that beautiness of His love, that beautiness of His pain, that beautiness of His resurrection's power. And thanks to Jesus that we this morning have a great power and great strength have because of His living presence. And it's reminding that when Isaiah 43 I just gone through, there's a lot of the purpose. We are here today to glorify Him. And not only glorify Him, when Jesus walking in this world, He came this world, He silently performed to glorify God also. When we follow the Jesus, as a follower Jesus, it's remind me, John 13:32, if God be glorified in Him, God shall also glorify Him in Himself and shall immediately glorify Him. So Father has a purpose for Him. Jesus glorified His dad, and also God also glorified Him. And that is challenged us today morning. That we are sitting here, we are giving Him glory, not only without any reward. We are also going to be glorified. Let's, someone can read 2 Thessalonians 1, chapter 1, verse 11 to 12. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 11 to 12.
Therefore also, we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, brother. So that is a clear purpose. When Jesus glorified His Father, He glorified Him. So when we glorified Lord Jesus Christ, when He is glorified through us, we also glorify. What a great art of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a beautiness He portrayed on the cross. It's not a stick on the cross, because he is taken, and he is at this moment right hand of the Lord, our Abba Father. And that's why we sing, Lord, we give glory and honor to you, that from grave to the cross and cross to the sky, Lord, I lift your name. So what a great God we have today. We are this morning, and Lord Jesus Christ blessed his Father, glorified his Father. Even the time come, John 12:13 remind us, he replied, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. He worked so painfully, but still he never given any chance that his Father not be glorified. He always looked to glorify his Father. He was so humble. His heart so humble and loved so kindly. So we are this morning also inheriting his lovingness, kindness, his beautiness, his mercy, that all are encouraging us this morning that we may truly worship him with the truth and through the Spirit. Someone, Alexander McLaren, has told, fruitful and acceptable worship begins before it begins. Yes, worship not in the place here. Worship is not particular in the time, but worship we do always. Yes, definitely Lord provides this morning as a Lord day. We gather together to worship him. But it is you and in our life always encouragement. We have a constant communion with the Lord Jesus Christ, who given his power of resurrections and the salvations has a plan for us, that each and every time our heart, the desire and passionate to love him, to glorify him and bless his true name, that he even take the pain and walking so many ways in this earth, but remain clean and remain straight, walking through the all the way to the cross and giving us the rest. So Lord, may give him that beauty of love in your heart. That's the heart he desired, and it is gifted from him. It's a free gift that may look to him and give every glory to him. Before conclude, I just want to read three Psalms, Psalms 86, 8 to 10. There is no one like you among the gods, O Lord. Are there any works like yours? All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and they shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wonders, this you alone are God. So what a beautiful, when we are sitting here, our worship object only he. That is beauty of the God, and his salvations, his resurrections, and his living presence. Psalms 95 verse 6 encourage us, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Lord our Maker. He created us for his glory. He created us for give every blessings to him, to glorify him. Psalms 99:5 give us another encouragement. Exalt the Lord our God. Worship at his footstep. Holy is he. Yes, he is holy. He is good. He is perfect. He is true light. He is truth. So come, dear brother and sister, what is the life we just transformed through the Lord of Jesus Christ, that the heart may truly bring that holiness, bring that truth, and bring that spirit to encourage each one of us, truly glorify his name and bless his name. Amen.